What is this?
It's 26 degrees. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 degrees. It's your host with the cool breeze. Been out for a minute. Good to have my fellas back with me. It's Lan. I know y'all miss me. My bad. Life been lifing. Trying to get back on schedule with everything. But we're here to kick it with you in the only way that we know how. Got main man, the field general X is in the building. X, say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's good? We back. Sorry for the long,
We might have to go to seasonal, man. I don't know. I'm trying not to. And we've been having so many conflicts as of late. Every time, everything seemed good, bro. Something pull up on us, man. Well, Meezy supposed to be here, I think. I ain't heard from him. I don't know. Might call Meezy directly. I called him on the hotline. Yeah, Meezy be on some. My phone ain't get the message type shit lately, so you might have to. I call him up.
We're gonna have to call Meezy and put him on speaker, I guess, man.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, bro, you ain't got no more PTO, man.
If you quit, let me know. Using that turnpike. that turnpike thing for real, like he on the go.
Yeah, like he really out there. I did see him doing something. He said he got to meet the mayor of DC or something.
He was helping his sister or somebody in his family court.
So shout out to that. That's dope. We got Rob in the building with us. Rob D, however you want to say it.
What's going on, fellas? You know, it's been a minute, man. Like you said, life been lifing, but you know, hey, we here kicking it. You know,
we got called D Rob Sensei now. He's a full-fledged teacher now. He out here, you know, leading. You know, the next generation of troops, man. That's dope.
Yes, sir.
Getting to it. That's what D-Rob did. He was so focused on, like, I got to get this knocked out, bro. Like, you know, you can't never knock a man for leveling up. So I know that was a major thing for him as of late.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we back, man. We're going to get into a little bit of spring ball. We'll talk some of the coaching hires. It's been a little few weeks since they've been hired on now. They got a few offers out there. So we'll, give maybe a little bit of early evaluations, feedback, things we've been hearing positive. And if there's any negatives, I haven't heard any negatives as of yet with the two new coaching hires.
It's one huge major negative. And I want to get it off our chest before we linger on throughout spring, summer, and fall.
Okay.
It was a black cloud around that program, and it was one individual, and he's gone. It looks like the cloud is gone. Like
that dude?
Yeah, bro, everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy. Because when I talk about what I seen the first 3 days, it comes back to him. I'm like, I just never thought somebody could have that much power over organization. That guy really was... I don't even know the word to say. He was just back.
A problem.
Let's put a name on that bullet. You talking about the guy that
Tyler Van Dyke. I'm not calling him TVD no more. His name is
Tyler. Yep. Old Tyler.
Old Tyler.
It's so funny, man, because the quarterback room, everybody's helping each other. Cam. He's helping JV. Reese is helping Emery and Jewel. All of them helping each other. They smiling. They having fun. It look like they having fun.
Right.
Last year, nobody did nothing. They were like, man, Tyler, go do your thing. We'll just follow up.
Yeah, but what I've been seeing, like I said, I know, Larry, you ain't been in the loop, but they're like, first thing Cam did, he took his whole offensive line out to go eat. Them boys went really? To Fargo. They went to Fargo to Chow. Like, you know that's an expensive plate right there.
Come down.
So, yeah, he took them out. He been taking the wide receivers, and you know they've been balling. You know what I'm saying? In the IPM doing their thing, and That's what he's using his free time with. I know you've seen the videos with him and, you know, with Shedeur Sanders and them in the IP up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I like to see. I don't want to hear about my quarterback going to play golf and, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing all this extracurricular stuff when it's like, you know, you need to be in the lab. So far, I like what I'm hearing. You know, I'm just going to stay humble with it, but I like where things is headed right now.
Well, since X took it there, I'm gonna go there as well. I knew something was funny when Restrepo didn't leave. I was like, his main man's ain't leaving? And we don't even have, like, a guy at that point. So I'm like, it's a little bit odd. I kind of expected that. I was like, oh, Restrepo gonna go ahead and go to Wisconsin. You know, they got a great connection. Why not? He would automatically be his number one guy. But, you know, something was foul in the water. I knew that when he didn't go then. So, you know, no shots at kid. Best of luck to him still. But clearly there was some issues there. Oh, the hell happened to me? Oh, there I go. My bad. Some reason it blacked out on me. So, yeah, you know, that raised the flag to me immediately just because I automatically assumed he was going to take flight with his guy, but he didn't. So, and thank God he didn't. Help make that room a lot better. You know, shout out Restrepo, man. You know, the funny about Restrepo, I'm not gonna go on a tangent, but I kind of remember defending Restrepo similar to how I used to defend Berrios, and I'm like, but I think he's a better Berrios. So we'll see, you know, what he translates to at the next level. But I like his dogged type mentality, and we all saw the catch this week. That was dope. But you know what's funny, X? I thought you were going to go a different way with the departure since we was talking about the coaches real quick. I've been knocking them the whole time. Y'all know I have. We don't need developers. Bro, let me tell you, you need recruiters. Just get me the guys. And then you're going to look like a great developer. All these guys, they talk Brian Hartline. Brian Hartline recruiting up the 5-star wide receivers. And then they go, oh, such a great developer. You get Jeremiah Smith, he's a grown man already. Like, it's not, he don't need a lot of polish to his game. You know, you're going to fine tune his game, but he's already got the physical tools and, you know, and he's been well coached to my understanding. So you're not looking at a kid that's going to need a whole lot before he's ready to, you know, ready to contribute. So I'm looking forward to, you know, I had a problem with Cuz, no offense, but I told people when we got him, it was that G that was doing a whole lot of recruiting for him, and I wasn't sure he was necessarily one of the top recruiters in the nation. And I think that showed when he was at Miami because he never landed our big dogs. It never happened, not once. Whoever the biggest kind of, you know, name we had on the board that he was supposed to be after, it didn't happen. So, you know, we'll get into a little bit more. But, yeah, Chevis Jackson, you up to bat. You know, we looking forward to giving you opportunity, brother, to do work. But I want some stars next to these names, and this is the cycle for it too. We definitely got to load up at DB this cycle to kind of keep things balanced on the roster overall. But
he's off to a good start in that area so far, man. He hit it as soon as he got in town, man. He let it be known he's the new Miami DB coach. I got a call immediately. They was asking me about him. I was like, well, look, I don't really know much about him. All I'm hearing is from other people, other coaches. But they saying he's a good guy. They saying he's solid. They're like, all right, man, he's supposed to be coming to see one of our players. I'm like, all right, you know, let me know that I go. They like, yeah, okay, he sound like he for real, like, we like it, you know what I'm saying? And then, boom, here you go.
Hell of an opportunity for him, man. He took my guy job, so he better do a good job. Gildry.
The good thing about it is because he coached with Gildry, so he knows exactly what Gildry wants.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So Gildry has a good relationship with recruits because they look at his defense and say, man, I could be in that defense and make it work.
Right.
So now you got the coach who go out there and can relate to the guys who he need. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's my homie, you know what I'm saying? Cool. But that was just too business. He didn't want to have fun. He just was business, all business.
Yeah, he went to your Bills, didn't he, Rob?
Yes, he is our DB coach now, which I'm not mad at, because that's what I want. I want somebody like him that's straight business. And you know what I'm saying? Like, in NFL, we can't be friends. It's different. In college and NFL, it's totally different. But I think you're going to do well. I think you're going to do well. The Chevy Jackson thing, I think he's going to do well. As y'all can see, like, year one, Mario said that they was going to get the best offensive line haul, right? They basically did that. 2 5-stars, Kinsler, all that. You know what I'm saying? Pretty good. Last year, it was the best defensive line class. I would say that we probably got the best defensive line class, because Lightfoot got bumped to a Lightfoot got bumped to a 5-star on our Rivals, and I think on the other site, or real close to it. So he's basically a 5-star too. This year they say DB. So I mean, we looking good for Chris Ewald Jr., Amari Wallace, Ben Hanks, Bryce Fitzgerald, DJ Pickett. We got some dudes, man. Like, we looking real good. But then the kid that was committed to LSU, he looking good for him too. So I mean, I'm excited to see where this goes, man. I'm real excited.
Yeah, it's early, man, and we know it's a marathon, not a sprint. Remember, I tweeted out well early, and I retweet that tweet every once in a while. It still didn't get the amount of favorites that I asked for, man. I asked for like at least 100 favorites on that tweet, because I tweeted very, very early we was going to have the best class in the state. And, you know, you had a lot of Gator fans and Florida State fans that was pounding their chest at the beginning of the race, but you run out of air like that. We did. This is what we're going to see from henceforth. See, the difference is we used to front run it and then dropping off. That's what Miami's done in the past. But all the big dogs, they don't jump out the gate necessarily, man. Most a lot of times, bro, when even Bama doing their work, bro, they don't really get the work until the end, and they come snatching up all the rest of what they want. There's a few guys that go ahead and get in the boat, and that's usually more like the bottom of their class, like we do. That's the difference. Like, when you, it's just, you got to get accustomed to a different style, a different methodology in this whole approach. And statistically, Rob, we did have the best D-line class according to the 247 composite. I mean, that's how we always go by. So according to that, we was the best. Same thing for the O-line, we was the best. So this year we looked to you know, make a third promise come true and have the best composite, defensive back class. And there's no reason for me not to believe it. They've done it so far. But we just look for one more year to get it done. Shout out to my dog, the DVD. You know what I'm saying? Do work, South Florida, man. You know what I mean? You know, we're still behind you 1,000%. You came. So, I tried to put your name in for the application, bro. It was a little business move, though. You know, Guidry got to get his guy. You know, we had to pay him a little more, and we had to let him have a little more control. So he got his guy. And I think we got a good guy. I do. It's a personal thing for me to want to see DVD back in the fold. And I do think he's going to do a great job. But ain't nothing wrong with cutting his teeth a few more years. And we'll see how things pan out in the future. But shout out my dog as usual, man. But let's get into a little spring ball, I guess, man. It's been early. We've heard some front runners and outstanding players early on in the process. Obviously, it's only been 3 practices in. These guys are on spring break right now. I know, shout out Caneville. Obviously y'all know that's X joint. They put out a good tweet about some of the alphas early, as far as the first week. And I was really encouraged, like Rob said, about just the feedback in general I've been getting. Y'all guys want to do kind of a quick run through, maybe position by position?
Yeah, we can do a position by position. Quarterback obviously is Cam Ward. You know, he's the guy. But him being the guy, it makes it better, because it's 2 other guys who right there said they're the guy also. You know what I'm saying? With JB and Reese, as much as people to think he ain't giving up trying to start for Miami, he wants to start. So he's like pushing hard. JB has stepped his game up tremendously. He's looked damn good the first 3 days. When I say damn good, I'm talking about, this is something I haven't seen from JB. He looked like he out there, and he throwing bombs, he throwing slants, posts, and I'm like, dang, this is 11th.
It's been a consensus, man. I've been hearing that from every beat writer that's been around the program. Is they're talking about how Ja'Cory has been, just stepping his game up in general. Just with his accuracy, particularly, I've been hearing a lot about just how his accuracy is stepped up quite a bit. And I think he's approaching it with more of an alpha mentality. And I think that's what Cam Ward brought, was an alpha mentality, and, you know, a spirit of fun and competition to the room. I think people get lost a lot of times and forget that this is fun. It's football. It's going to be fun. And the kids that play football, especially quarterback, understand all of us not going to get the football. Sometimes it's just part about being a part of the team, helping your team get better. It doesn't mean that you're not out there being competitive and being ready every single day to be able to contribute if, say, you know, a guy goes down. That, you know, that's your job, is to be ready to jump in. But when you don't have the right kind of attitude and spirit in that room, it kills that. And that can be done through, you know, the quarterback themselves, the coaching themselves. But I think the players can really own it if they decide, so to say, hey, we're gonna be a brotherhood, one way or the other. We obviously know it's one football. We can't all be the guy back there, but we can all have each other back. And, you know, Cam can say, hey, I'm going to try to get us up a gang of points so y'all boys can get y'all burned too. You know, it's just a way to approach everything, especially at the quarterback room. But I've been hearing nothing but positives. Obviously, Cam coming in, being a playmaker early on, being able to place the ball several different ways, throw off of different platforms, and just be, you know, as advertised, one of the best quarterbacks in the portal, if not the best quarterback in the portal. So good job on staff there. And good job on the players, man, on the development and competition. I've been waiting on JB for years to just get it put together. So, you know, if this is the year where he's really ready and we don't need him, then imagine what next year could be when his number could truly be called. And then, you know, like X mentioned, you got, you know, Poffenbarger right there pushing for that position as well. So competition breeds excellence. And that's what you got to have in every single room.
Can't leave out Emory
Williams, yeah?
He's back. Man, hey, Judd, oh, my God. Judd is like a quarterback.
He's a lot. See, he's a lot better than what people were saying.
Well, that's why you got a trash coach evaluation.
I saw the clip, and like a few of the balls that he threw, man, like he was on point. I was very surprised, you know. So I mean,
if you know anything about sports, and they say the eyeball test, you look at that kid when you look at him up close. Not on film, not when you look at him up close, you say, "Damn, that kid, he got it." I mean, he's throwing that ball. And the one thing about it is he don't even know he can throw the ball. He's 6'7". He don't even know he can throw the ball. Right now, he's trying to throw with all strength. Instead of saying, man, I really got an arm that I could just swing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That quarterback for one, you know, all the jokes was about his previous seasons, which was going to happen. You know, that's what the rivals going to do. Then he went out and had a great senior year. And it was quiet. You didn't hear nothing about that. I didn't hear nobody say, you know what? Hey, I got to give a kid his props, man. He turned around. And didn't, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't 247 give him his fourth star?
On three did.
On three did.
I know, okay. On three did.
Rivals and 247. I think Rivals gave him a fourth star.
Yeah, Rivals got him. I want to say he a low four star, but he's still a four star.
Yeah, he bumped up. Well, it's because, you know, he didn't have the consistency in that consistently, but that's because he didn't have consistency coming out of an old school offense, damn wing T all type shit, and then getting into, you know, actually being a drop back quarterback.
And like what people don't know, because he went to Warner Robins High School. He transferred to Warner Robins, and like the coach there, the head coach slash quarterback coach there, was Aaron Murray's quarterback head coach when he was coming through. So it was Aaron Murray and what's the other guy, man? It's another quarterback that he went to the league. I just can't. I think of the name off the top of my head. He had a brother. What's the dude, man? He they thought he was. I can't think. He went. Did he go to Alabama? It's another one. I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now, but it's another quarterback. Actually, my Bills had drafted him or picked him up in free agency. He was his quarterback coach too. So it's like he has a history of developing like quarterbacks. And so I wasn't surprised to see what I saw with Judd.
You talking about brother played for UGA too?
Yeah, man. What's his name? Yeah,
I'm blanking on him too. This bad podcast. But I know y'all drafted him like in the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank too, because he ended up fading out, but he did get his shot at the league, and he was a good college quarterback as well. Some it'll come to us eventually. Let's look at swing on over to the running back room. The biggest surprise name there. Go ahead. What's saying, guys?
You got Paris. You got Henry Paris, Citizen. You got Chris Johnson. You got Jay Allen. You got Chris Humphrey. The scholarship running backs.
Hellcat. Okay, yeah. Well, now the surprise name I saw pop up, which blew my mind away, but I was very happy to see, was Trevante Citizen.
Oh yeah, man. He still got a brace on, but he took the big one off. He had the big one on recently, but now he took the big one off, so he just got the regular brace.
Right, smaller brace, right.
And he looked like he ready.
The guy we brought in.
Yeah, he looked like.
Fans quickly forget, especially in college football. Remember before the injury, he was the talk of talk of camp, talking about just how this kid was about to come in and get snaps right away. So imagine if you will, it's spring, obviously, but this that time for dreams and hopes. Imagine if you will, he gets back to that guy that we was expecting to get snaps his first year before the injury, and then you add him to once we get back a healthy Mark Fletcher. You're talking about a possible 1-2 punch that could be one of the best in the nation.
Yeah, it could be deadly. It could almost be like that. What was that? Georgia, was it Todd Gurley?
Michelle. Gurley and Chubb,
wasn't it?
Chubb. Because at first you had Keith Washington. Keith Washington took that injury.
But Keith Marshall.
Marshall. Yeah, he still ended up getting drafted too. Because this last year, he actually played some decent ballers down. So Washington drafted. Yeah. I don't think he ever, hung around too long. But you had that talent, man. Them boys were stacking it up over there at that time. Sony Michel's right around in that picture as well, in that window of time. So, we could be getting back to, some old school ways, some traditional big bruising backs that, we used to have at time and place in Miami. It's been a while. But that would, to me, as a fan, I think we all should be super excited hearing that Trevante Citizen is out there looking like a glimpse of himself, because that's really going to give you, you look at him, Fletcher, Parrish is like our veteran stable guy.
We already know what we got with him.
He's Mr. Do Everything Right. He's not necessarily dynamic at anything, but he does everything right. And I like Parrish too, because Parrish is a guy that I noticed when he always falls forward. He's a forward falling running back. I love that. Whenever I watch running backs run, man, I never want to.
He don't complain about sharing the ball. He know they gonna share the ball. He don't complain. He's like, man, let me just do what I gotta do.
Absolutely. And you got to salute the fact that he's hanging around. He hanging around when, the word was, hey, Fletcher coming. And it was clear that, we was going to start handing the ball off to Fletcher. But he, he's staying the course and carving himself out of role. And you'd be surprised how that plays well for a guy that does have NFL aspirations. Just being a role player guy. You may find yourself a special team guru, play for 10 years, just gunning or something like that, because it shows the right attitude and being a great teammate. And then, I've been hearing some good things about Chris Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And Hellcat, two of the smaller scat back guys.
Obviously, it was just, the running back coach is doing a little drills with the running backs, man, but he handed Chris Johnson the ball, man, and I kid you not, I didn't even get the chance to blink, and he was already 20 yards down the field. I was like, shit, he fast. damn, if he, boy, if I O-line can just block and open the hole for him to just run through, oh, my gosh.
Just a smidge of daylight, huh?
I'm telling you, he ran what, 10-3, 10-2, 10-3, 100? Yeah.
He ran a
10-2. Sick. That's insane, bro. That's sick work, bro.
Yep.
That's boogieing, man. And that's what's so funny to me, because, like, you know, I hear some, like, I listen to the other pods and whatnot, and heard some people keep talking about a back, bringing a back in. I'm like, for what? I think our running back room is pretty solid. I think that'd be a waste of a Scotty right now.
Definitely, man. Yeah. To be honest, we might need to lose a running back if we're gonna have 7 on scholarship.
Right. So I'm like, why would I bring a running back into that room when you have a young future? Because if anything, you're gonna have to try to hold on, because everybody not gonna stay. That's just the nature of the beast. That's just what it is. Even before the transfer portal, you're gonna have a hard time keeping a gang of young guys together because somebody not getting football. When you got a lot of talent. So eventually cream will rise to the top. And that's not to dismay nobody else, because, you know, Alvin Kamara left Alabama, went to Tennessee and did his thing and had great, and still in the NFL. But sometimes it's just too much competition in the room and you got to move around. So
we still kind of forget that Jordan Lyles comes in the summer. Add him and Mark Fletcher, that makes 7 running backs, right?
Yeah, I'm like, add who? Yeah, you got
to say somebody go have to sleep, man.
Especially with the key to me that really changed that whole narrative is Citizen getting back ready for football shape. If he's looking good right now, then you have a guy that's been around the program already, a veteran mind, has the physique that you're looking for already, and a bigger back that's already got the grown man size you're looking for, and you got Mark Fletcher getting back. Well, that's your 1-2, and you got Parrish. So that's 1-2-3 right there.
But and I think
spotted with other younger backs.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna rush Fletcher back. I think they're gonna let him take his time, because, like I said, you have the depth now. Really, you got the depth, so there's no need to rush him back. Because of, you know what I'm saying, for any reason, like how last year, you know what I'm saying? Like, we only had four backs, really? Or year one, however it was, we really ain't had that many backs. But this year, you say you got 7 running backs. So now you got 7 running backs. You can afford to say, you know what, Mark? Hey, chill out, man. Like, we know what you could do. We know what you, hey, get 100%. We're not going to rush you. Even if it costs him some or a little more of the spring than what we expect, man, let him get healthy, man. You can afford to do that. We know what he can do.
Yeah, and I mean, to my understanding, his was minor anyway, so we're not looking at him missing fall ball. There ain't no sense in him playing spring right now. Go ahead and get back 100%, get cleaned up. I mean, because none of the jumping ahead a little bit, neither of the Maui Noah brothers are playing either, coming off of minor cleanup type stuff. So spring ball, you ain't going to risk no injuries, especially to no starters at this juncture, because we know both of them coming back starting. Let's not fool ourselves. Those are 2 starters that's plugged in for later on. But I'm super happy with the running back room, feeling very secure that we actually going to be very – I think we're going to be diverse and dynamic at the running back position. And as this O-line, which we can get into in a second, If it could be close to what we had last year, I think you're going to see big numbers out of the running back room. Even though I think we're going to throw more this year. But speaking of, pivot over to wide receivers. Last practice I heard them boys was giving hands out. That's the word.
I ain't even going to lie. I'm going to keep it a buck. They giving that secondary. They giving that DB spell out there, boy. This receiver group look good. I can't. It's no bias. I'm serious. This receiver group look good, man. I'm talking about good. Of course, Restrepo. Oh man. I don't even know what to say about that guy. He's just. And it's crazy. A lot of fans wanted him gone. You sick mother. You sick.
You know why? It's the same way they used to do Berrios. He ain't dark enough. They got a color bias, I'm telling you. I just be like, man. What? They just didn't want, they did not want Braxton Berrios at punt return. I'm like, you out of your rabbit ass mind. I want the guy that's gonna catch the ball 100 times. Yep. 100, number one. first and foremost, let's get that clear. It's the same thing with X, man. He just gets, he catches color bias, bro. I promise you. And on that note, he's got that mentality. And I've heard that he's faster. There was the one kind of, you know, chink in his armor was that he didn't necessarily have some of the speed you may be looking for. I've heard he's looking faster.
He was more quick than fast.
Right.
Well, what he did work on, and I didn't think he had it, was separation. He worked on that big time because he is, DBs have a hard time with him right now.
That's developing that speed, man. So I mean, he's gonna be, you know, alpha dog in many ways in that room. Being the older guy,
alpha. He's definitely an alpha. Obviously, George is doing Jacoby George things. He's beating everybody who's guarding him. He's catching all the passes. But the fresh face, man, that freshman JoJo, he's standing out. everybody want to get on me talking about, oh, you don't, I don't like Zay, I don't like Horton. And I'm like, no, I love Horton. I'm just telling you, JoJo is better.
It happens that way.
Hey, I'm keeping it real. That kid is, he's that. What you were saying about Jeremiah, like, it ain't hard for those guys to get in college football because they've already been trained by the greats. So when they get in college, like, it's easy for them.
Right.
It looks so easy for JoJo. Like, it just looks so easy for him. I know.
And that becomes the difference for a lot of these kids. And people wonder why, you know, how many four-star guys end up fading out. Because most of those guys that get those accolades win on pure athleticism. They're not necessarily coached up to the level of these guys. You know, Chaminade's done a good job there, and those guys did a good job personally putting in the extra work to polish their game. Because once you get to the next level, every level that you level up in, when it comes to athletics, is steel sharp as steel, and the funnel is smaller and smaller, and you're going to be playing way better guys. So the advantage a guy like JoJo and you know, speaking of Jeremiah, would have is they've been trained already, bro. They already know the techniques. We lost a lot of guys that were supposed to be, you know, four-star this, four-star that. And then, you know, what ends up happening with them? They just wash out. They end up leaving the program, going to, you know, Syracuse or Tulane or whatever. And most of the times these guys kind of fade into, you know, oblivion. And again, that's no shot, because this is one of the most difficult things to do, is compete at the highest level and continue to grow and get better and then dream of getting to the NFL. Like, that's no small task. And it is not meant for most people. So when you can get a freshman in that is showing right away how they can be a contributor, that's super encouraging. A perfect example. And I was telling people before that, you know, my man was telling me he wasn't super duper crazy on Hakeem like that last year, Hakeem Williams. Hakeem Williams got to Florida State, and those flaws became apparent. He was not able to crack the rotation. Hopefully the young man is doing better this year, but everything I was hearing from, you know, Florida State fans as well is that he's not ready. He wasn't ready to contribute.
I mean, Larry, we told everybody about that kid. I like him, love him. He's just not that. I thought he was a better basketball player, athlete than he is on the football field. He was obviously big. Obviously, the freak. Yeah, he's fast. He can run. Football, I don't think football was his thing. You know, but, you know, when you 6'3" and you can run a 4'4", they're going to play some football.
You know, unless your handle's so crazy.
I think the worst thing that happened to him too was, you know, and there's no shade, but he did go to a school who wide receiver coach isn't that good at developing wide receivers.
Right. Right. So yeah, that's that disadvantage I'm talking about, where all the tools, but doesn't have tutelage to separate, you know, good from gooder, for lack of better term, to really get to that next level. So, you know, he's under a different program now, and maybe he will continue to level up. We'll see. You know, we get a chance to see him every year. So for the next 3 years, more than likely, unless he skyrockets out of there and is done in 2 more years. But, you know, time will go and tell. But, yeah, JoJo's the other name I've been hearing a lot about. Another name that's, you know, I wouldn't say ringing off, but being a little encouraging early on is Isaiah Horton.
Isaiah Horton, yeah, he's him and JoJo probably gonna be battling to see who's gonna get that starting spot. You know, we know again, George and Restrepo they're gonna start. Shamar Kirk and Nightcar are trying to push, and that's another guy that's shit. That Nightcar kid, man.
I've been hearing he's a lightning in the bottle, Jack.
Yeah, I keep comparing him to Jeff Thomas, and people keep talking about what he talks. Now I'm going to talk about,
I get it. okay. Man, I should sell out for Jeff, boy. Jeff could have been that guy, man. Jeff would have got his head on straight. Jeff could have been like the next Antonio
Brown. Jeff had Coach KV, though. Jeff would probably be in the NFL right now.
him and dudes couldn't get along.
Wrong coach who we happen to don't have anymore. So
yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I don't ever want no Seminole on the staff. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's what we got. I kind of want to keep.
Hey, D Nick, man.
Yeah,
he like that.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Whatever we do, we gotta do whatever he want. We gotta give to him.
Well, as long as he's throwing that you up, selling out, I'll take it. You can always trade off, man. You know, who cutting the checks? You know, they cut the check, then you got to do what you got to do. Nykar's another name.
Receiver core master, Mark Kirk. He's looking like he's getting better.
What about Ray-Ray, man?
Ray-Ray. Man, look, Ray-Ray was out there doing it, and then Ray-Ray, he caught a pass and beat somebody. Ray-Ray came on the side of the car, man. This shit too easy.
I'm assuming what's the name to the portal? Redding to the portal, possibly.
Who that?
Is that Michael Redding?
Michael Redding.
No, Redding. Yeah, Redding beat somebody the other day too, and I was like, yeah, people keep forgetting the detail. You know who's looking good too? My man Robbie.
Robbie Washington.
Robbie,
he been going up top on them, boy. I'm talking about. Hey, that's why I say, this receiver core, this is probably the best receiver core as of now. We've had it
in recent years.
Yeah.
With that said, real quick, I mean, should we just lean into that and just sling the ball around? Like, should we just lean into the amount of wide receivers we got?
I mean, you got to. You got to because you got Cam Ward. So you didn't bring Cam Ward in.
Yeah, you ain't bring Cam Ward in to run a power, you know, a power out. Nah.
To spread it out, yards, maybe probably more.
So we throw the ball 50 times a game this year.
I would say at least 40, 35 to 40. Yeah.
So like this, last year I think our average was what 75 plays, something like that. So just look at it like, man, 35 passes, 30 runs, 35 passes, 30 runs. That's what 65. Mm-hmm. And you probably got 10 extra plays. You can say I could probably throw it or I could probably run it, depending on, you know, the lead of the game.
Right.
Definitely did bring Cam Ward to run the ball. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm like, man, and it's even crazy because now the part of football we didn't have last year, we might have this year, which is throwing to the tight ends.
That was my next pivot. We don't have the depth there, I don't think. As much as we had, you know, in some previous years, you know, Jaleel Skinner moved on. I think he ended up in Louisville. But the word is Arroyo looks back to the guy that we had high hopes for, too. Then you got, obviously, behind him, Riley Williams. And then the new kid on campus who is, you know, making a name for himself early, which I tell people all the time, I can't wait for my Niners to draft him. As long as we got Shanahan, he'll fit in perfect. As like a fullback type, like we use check the Elijah Lofton kid, who everybody says, like, when you look at him, it's like tight end, but kid is just football.
Is he compact? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 6'1", to my understanding, you know.
Yeah.
But explosive and strong. Like, so it's kind of like, well, where do you play him? Unless you go with more of a traditional fullback type position, which, you know, we'll see how creative.
Speaking of Elijah Lofton,
yeah.
Listen, he's the more athletic Brevin Jordan. They basically the same player, but he's more athletic.
Brev was a little taller though, right? Wasn't Brev like 6'3"?
Yeah, Brev was 6'2".
Lost about 6'2.5".
Okay. Yeah, I thought he'd been listening to him at 6'1". So 6'2", okay, right under that. Still not your prototypical tight end in this day and age of the taller 6'6" guy.
6'5", 6'6", yeah.
Not Elijah Lofton, Riley Williams type.
Arroyo and Williams. Yeah, those are the
Arroyo.
Yeah. Oh my God. Arroyo looking good, boy. You're looking real good.
So, right, you add that tight end back in the mix. And once again, I'm just like, man, we got to toss the ball around. If Arroyo's back and then, you know, Riley Williams is able to step his game up another level, and then you got a kid like Lofton who they're just excited about. I think, you know, with him, like I said, you could put him in the H-back, fullback position and do all kinds of stuff with him, man. Run him out the backfield, little wheel routes, and, you know, little quick in and out, stuff like that, where – I think you just circle him kind of as weapon because of his explosiveness and power. I saw his highlights in high school, and he was my favorite highlight recruit, you know, as far as that goes. Like, it's just looking at, like, what this kid could do. He was my favorite for just his pure athletic ability. But, yeah, I'm a little concerned. And then you still got old man. What's the old man named Cam?
Old man Cam,
is he still on the team or yeah, what?
I haven't seen him. Somebody said he was out there, and I'm like, I ain't seen him.
I thought did his waiver go through? Because I know he had to get another waiver.
He got it.
Yeah, he got that. It's proof.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. But I think that was kind of necessary evil last year. I think this year with a Royal back, I think he may see some double tight end sets. Like he been seeing as a pure blocker.
Make him a GA.
Oh, no, to be honest,
tight end coach.
The first three days, I didn't see him.
Haven't noticed him at all.
Yeah.
He got to get out of the way.
84.
He need to be out of the way anyway. Cam McCormick, yeah, like. Real shit, like, I ain't no shade to cuz, but get your old ass out the way, man. Let them little boy go to the league. You know what I'm saying? Or be a GA like Rob said, man. Like Rob said,
man, go be a GA, man. Get.
Go be a GA, man. He old enough.
That much. Hang around. You're not saying you got game, bro. But you got to make way for the young boy.
Because you still got the other kid, Jackson Carver, who redshirted last year to get better. Yeah, so it's like you just wait. You just stunting other development because you just enjoy the college life. Like, nigga, you're 30. Like, come on, man. Like, come
one
on.
Side, young man. One side. A lot of young, old man, excuse me. One side, old boy.
Yeah.
Get your old ass out the club.
Challenge.
Old cats and they still trying to catch something, man. You're like, man, if you get your old ass out the way, that's why you can't catch me in no club. All this white I got in my beard. They talking about, man, you know, the young boy be trying to get me to come to the club and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck I look like in a club? Like an old ass creep trying to bag something. Hey, look at that little baby. Hey, come here, sugar mama.
Man, crazy part is, it's some of them that's older than you and they'll be doing that same thing. I'll be like, but it ain't me.
When I was a young dude, this old head, bro. This man is really out here tripping.
I have my little moments where I'll be like, man, I'm going to go ahead and be the old cat in the club tonight. I'm going there. They be like, what's up, punk? I'm like, man, I ain't no punk. You know,
and you definitely an punk.
Like, you an punk. Like, I say, yeah. Cool,
but hey, like, I'm definitely an I got about 17 nephews, nieces.
I
got a gang of them.
I don't want no other grown nigga calling me up. Like, nigga, you 25 calling me up. I'm your brother, son.
You gotta step to the other side, man. I'm 43 years old, bro. 43 years old, man. I'm an OG.
That tight end room, is looking. I mean, you know, again, Arroyo, he's looking like he was the guy we thought he was coming out of high school. That man route running is ridiculous. And I'm telling everybody straight up, he's the best route runner we got. And his route running is spectacular, man.
So I'm looking for a big year out of him, man. I want 400 yards out of Arroyo, man.
So have a great year. Him, Robbie Williams, and Lofton, man, they're gonna do something for us, you know. So they'll get us back to that tight end humor.
Let's put some. I want some record numbers this year, man. We got a dynamic quarterback for the first time in forever. That's exciting, man. We just gotta keep bro healthy, which I'm take us to the next spot, O line. You know, you got the left or right starting right now, X? I can't remember.
Okay, so offensive line.
Spring now. This spring, so
it's really. I mean, I don't. You know, people talk about running with first. It's no first nothing. It's just
they rotating a lot.
Yeah, the people who's in the front. You know, obviously Jalen Rivers and Coach Mirabon came out and said the other day, he said, man, Jalen Rivers is our left tackle. I don't know why y'all keep wanting to move him. He's our left tackle. So you got
and I think it's smart on him to play one more year at left tackle and see if he can, you know, go into the draft as a left tackle. If it doesn't work out, he's a left guard.
In the day, they're drafting because they say, well, he can play both. He can play left
tackle. Yeah, he can play either way, right. Yeah. But if he can raise his stock as a pure left tackle,
it'll be a draft pick.
Right. And then what I've been hearing
you go with left guard, they Okanlola. Had there, they had Tommy Kinsler there. Obviously they had you know the nephew there, but everybody was going crazy, like, yeah, the nephew not gonna play. He was just there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got to get Lou Cristobal the hell off the roster, man. Quit playing.
Yeah, I agree, man. But you know his uncle's the head coach, so that's not
good. Yeah, nepotism at work. Yeah,
Kinsler, Samson, Logan Sagapola, who I don't. That's one. That's another candidate I probably don't know is going to be back. And then for center, you had Zach, who's been looking good. The only thing with him is pulling. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get him better with the pulling, but if he's blocking your heads up, he's probably pushing you back. You know what I'm saying? He's looking good that way. Okay. We had Rodriguez behind him, Antonio Tripp behind him, and then the freshman, Nino. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but
Franco Villa. Yep, yeah, Franco Villa.
He's basically Matt Lee reincarnated with dark hair. Okay. No, not with dark hair, with a darker face, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah. Franco Villa sounds a little darker. Yeah.
He's good. He's good. He's gonna be good. He's gonna be good. I think he might be the guy for us next year. Sir.
Wow. Okay. Great evaluation there, right? Because he was going to Harvard, which actually excited me.
He was finna go to Harvard.
I'm like, nah, I like that at my center. I like that.
Yeah, I want me a smart center, man. Guys who are going to be tough.
Right. I was like, no. People like Harvard. I'm like, wait a minute. We talking about a staff that can evaluate, bro, and he could get into Harvard. I'm excited about this opportunity. Because, I mean, we've been talking about a guy like, let's say, Ryan Rodriguez, who's been around the program a few years now. And to be frank, you know, his name ain't been really, you know, ringing bells like that as a guy that's been in a few years. So to hear, you know, X say, shit, he might be the guy next year, that goes to show you, just fan for right now, man. You your job right now and for the future is going to just be a fan. Just chill out. Don't let them people bother you. Anaz Cooper.
Right guard is my favorite player, Anaz Cooper. Yeah, man. What you just said earlier, evaluation, what they did. They went and got a three-star.
Yep.
And they turned him into an all-conference guy who's probably going to be a high draft pick after this year.
Yep.
Got
the guard position.
I didn't really see who they had behind him. That's the one thing I wasn't really paying attention too much. But, yeah, I just know he's our right guard. I don't know who's behind him.
They had Sagapalu behind him.
Samson was at left guard. Then he was at left tackle. They had him at right tackle also.
Gotcha. Okay, rotating a little bit around.
So Osabella is at right guard behind
Cooper. Behind Cooper, yeah.
And then, you know, at right tackle, you had Matt McCoy. You got Frankie Tenelu. I forget you got Marquise Bell, who
is
massive. And I think Mario is taking it upon himself to help coach that kid up. Well, I ain't gonna say kid, he's a grown man. That's 6'9", that's grown. I don't care.
Fucking aircraft carrier. That's a big dude. That is a huge guy. Right. Hey, listen, man, you load them up and let them separate themselves.
And it's so crazy, Larry, because I've seen Brian McKinney. I stood next to Brian McKinney. I stood next to Galadius Camp. I stood next to these
giants. Yeah.
I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, hell, he's the one I hit in Miami, man. You're supposed to be in the NFL already.
It's a baby, man. These boys still got some growing to do. I remember.
Yeah, you're a late bloomer.
I remember shaking Kalia's hand and him telling me, pleasure to meet you, sir. And I'm like, sir, y'all big grown. I am older than the cafe, so big. And I got big hands. And bro shook my hand, and I felt like I had a baby hand in this massive giant's hand. I never forget that. That was just like the craziest exchange for me to see that he got that deep voice too, like me. But he's 6'8", towering over, and he's like a gentle giant type dude. But yeah, loading up at that O-line, I don't think, you know, like we kind of said this from the get-go, O-line won't be a concern with us. I don't think it's necessarily going to always be about the big names anyways, because that's what he built out there in Oregon. It wasn't that he was bringing in all of the top flight names, but they were just good. And he always had good units. Rather, individuals stood out and maybe was able to get to the next level. Maybe not a ton of guys, but they still did well there too. So I can't say that. So I think what you got with the combo of Mario and Michael Mario, we'll never have to worry about the O-line anymore. And that's underrated from a fan's perspective, but from a football perspective, it's paramount. Everything's got to start in the trenches. So I think we're going to get to finally breathe a sigh of relief that we're going to have time to get these plays off. That's why I was so mad at TBD last year. I was like, this is the worst, most injured, clean quarterback I've ever seen. I never seen a quarterback get all this time and not be hurt. I mean, and not get hit and always hurt, you know. I don't think we'll have to deal with that anytime in the near future. Let's flip to the opposite side then. Let's get in the trenches.
The trenches.
Ooh.
And here's where it gets tricky, because you still don't have the two best.
A lot of guys.
Is Mezzador and Kelly, they out for spring. Who else is out? I'm on defensive line. I think those two,
The only two that ring bell, the top of my head is Kelly and Mezzador.
Yeah, just Kelly and Mezzador. We're just going with D-line, because I could go with the rest of the defense, but D-line, just Kelly and Mezzador as of now.
Right. So
you have Ruben Bain, he's Ruben Bain. Clap it up for Larion. Larion did say, you know, Ruben was going to probably leave the team and say, I don't know. I think you said like seven or
eight. I said eight. I called for eight.
Seven and a half. Not, I mean, come on. You're right.
And I think he didn't get credit on a couple. Because I was like, wait a minute, bro. I think Rule had cracked that eight, man. I don't think the official stats is right.
I wish I say, dog. They held two sacks from this man, because I'm like, he got two sacks.
I was like, I watched too many of these games. I'm like, you sure? I don't think he got all his credit for all his sacks, but we'll go with the official. But either way, 7.5, I'll take that. That's eight. That's eight in round.
You got Hurricane Bain, who's back, who's got bigger, more faster, and he's going to be a beast. Then you have Jaden Wayne at the other end. You got
Elijah Austin.
Austin, who looks... Oh my God!
He fits right in.
He's a grown man, which he is. He looks good. You got Anthony Campbell, who's playing between the end and the tackle. He's 6'7".
That's a big kid out of UL. What Lafayette yeah. was? Okay, okay. Can't forget about the old kid, the old fellow on the block either. 81.
Oh, well, Hunt still
playing. Harrison Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so you got Hunt inside. You got Thomas Gore, C.J. Clark. You got Marley Cooks. Man, C.J. Clark, I didn't know he was that big. He is wide. Like, he's wide.
Where Clark come from?
Ahmad Moten.
Okay, Clark,
NC State. Clark came from NC State. Marley Cook came from Middle Tennessee.
Okay, I remember that one.
Clark came from NC State. He is wild. Like I'm looking like, who the hell is number five? Where the fuck did five come from?
That little ass number.
He didn't have his name on the roster. So I'm like, damn, that might be the kid from North Carolina State, but he wasn't that big when we played him.
Rather have him with us than against us.
Yep. You got Ahmad Moten.
Anthony Moten.
Justin Scott coming in the summer. Yeah, and Octavius Jones.
The summer guys. Marcus Lightfoot. Oh my God. He looks like he don't even look like a freshman.
What a beautiful thing, man. What a beautiful thing.
Hey, man. Shout out to his beautiful mom.
Boy. Shout out to the fine moms. Yeah.
We got some fine mamas on the team, boy.
Yeah. Shout out
Cam Pruitt,
Wayne,
mama.
Jaden Wayne, bro. Yeah. Shout out to that kid, man. He is lovely mother.
And then when you go in like the jack position, you could pretty much say Bobby Washington, Malik Bryant playing the jack position.
Robbie, right? Or Bobby, is it? No, Bobby.
Bobby
on defense. That's
Bobby's defense guy.
Bro, he's flying. He is flying all over the field, man. That kid
Bobby's so damn fast. they gotta tell Bobby, like, slow down sometimes. Like, slow down. You ain't always got to run the 4-3.
He's that fast, man.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Bobby looks good, man. And then they still play linebacker too. You know what I'm saying? But just when they're in that jack position, they're just going to attack the quarterback, you can add those two.
Gotcha. And that's another thing. I mean, I think we're doing a great job in the trenches on the other side, loading up with talent and bodies. Getting Scott's not there yet. We're still on spring, but
Octavius Jones not there yet.
Right. But if you continue to bring in these bigger physical specimens, not necessarily. You know, we take a Marley Cook, right, who I've heard nothing but rave reviews since he's been there. You don't mind a guy or two like that. You know, Aaron Donald ain't but 6'1", so you don't mind a guy or two like that. But let's play the odds. The odds are, you know, your real killers is going to be these huge, big, you know, battleship-type dudes. Like, you know, you got to have these huge guys down there to really wreck shop day in and day out. And then, yeah, of course, you get some of these guys that, you know, come in and make noise despite being undersized. And again, I think that focus was great this last cycle. And I don't foresee that being an issue in the near future either. We should continue to kind of keep bodies there and be able to come at people in waves if we so decide. Now, I know, Landry – Guidry, you know, he's not much as a rotator as, like, you know, our last DC. You know, he kind of let his alphas eat, but you always got to have bringing some fresh bodies. So they won't rotate as much, but you still got to bring in bodies all the time. And I think that's not going to be an issue at all. I think when we go to our two or even start to dip into the three deep, we're going to be very potent. Especially off the edge, I think you're gonna see a lot.
Oh yeah, the edge gonna be we gonna be killing some people, man. When Kelly and Methodore come back, you know, then to go along with Ruben Bain, Jaden Wayne, Lightfoot, Austin, not to mention, you know, Booker Pickett that be coming, you know, got Malik Bryant, Bobby, yeah, the edge gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? So we added the talent up front, Scott and Octavius Jones, them some big boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And Octavius is probably my defensive guy. That was my favorite highlight guy. Again, just athletic, dude. That boy is a big boy, but he's an athletic kid, because like that boy ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, man.
Look out for him to be a wrecking ball.
Remember, we got the big kid last year, Josh Torrey, who's everybody think his potential is hot. You know what I'm saying? So right. He starts to play like how you know
think he can. His
potential is.
That's a beautiful thing, man. That's how you really know you're starting to build something, especially in the trenches, when you have real questions about who really going to be there as far as, like, who's going to start and who's going to have to sit and who's going to rotate and who's going to lead the program. That's how you know you're starting to build something. We getting a lot of bodies in there, too. When you start forgetting about good names that was just mentioned 2 days ago, it's like, oh, yeah, forgot about Cuz. If he get there and do his thing, man, we really might be a hell of a force to be reckoned with. Step at the linebackers. I know I've been hearing good things.
This might be my favorite group of the team, man. And the reason why I say that is because I don't think we had a group as athletic and as fast on the team, period. You know, this goes back to the early 2000s. I'm talking about.
This might be with Vilma and
almost as good as, and this is on paper. They as good as almost like the wide receiver core we bought in with Corey Harry when they was coming out of high school.
Yeah.
This linebacker group is good, man. I'm talking about Popo, 6'2", 230 something, 4'5 speed. Marcellus, 6'2 and a half, maybe 6'3, 230 some, 4'5, 4'6 speed. Bobby, 6'3, 230 something, 4'4, maybe 4'3 speed. Malik Bryant, 6'3, 230 something, 4'5 speed. Wesley's there. He put on a little weight. He's 4'5. Tate Smith, 6'3 and a half, 230 something, he's 4'5. Pico, he's out for the spring, but we know what we got with him.
Right.
Who else? I'm leaving out somebody.
Pruitt,
the freshman, he's looking good. Darius, hey, he's freshman, he looks good. Man, we got this linebacker.
We got a lot of speed and size at linebacker. Like you said, maybe. You gotta have to go way back because we go to Quarterman and Pinckney as far as like good linebacking duo. And those guys were very good. Quarterman's still in the league for what they did, but when you're going back to just getting really fast at the linebacker position, which used to be a Miami specialty, it's been quite some time since I've been hearing about big, athletic, fast guys. Like this in a long time, a group that I'm with you, X. It's not gonna be my favorite group. It might be though. I'm excited to see who gets out there. I think again the talent's getting loaded, so I'm like, man, who gonna stand next to Kiko? I really don't know. I'm hearing a lot of good things, so I'm like, bro, who's gonna take that second linebacker spot?
Yeah, that's. I mean, so just look at it like this. Last year we basically ran a 2D. We ran four linebackers played a lot, which was Wesley, Kiko, KJ Cloud, and Corey Flagg. Corey Flagg and Cloud are gone.
Right.
Right now, you're looking for another two who's going to play. Right now, it's Kiko, Wesley. Who's going to play after those two?
I think the boys really carving out their position, man.
Popo, I've been trying to compare Popo to somebody, man. It's two players I want to compare them to, but I don't because I hate giving greats. You know what I'm saying? You had Jonathan Vilma. I think Popo is a more better physical Jonathan Vilma. That he's smart, he's fast, and he would knock the hell out you. He would knock your head
off. Hey, listen. I hope you're right. Shit, it's a new day. We could get better. Hey, it will take nothing away from Jonathan Vilma's legacy to see a linebacker better than him play for the same team. I do not care. His legacy is solidified, and nothing you could ever do to take away from that man's legacy. So, hey, if we can add another one that's even better, bless the program, man. I guess we'll get to where we'll do cornerbacks. We won't do the secondary quite as one group.
Even when you do corners, you gotta kind of just do this whole secondary.
Think so?
The way Gilgi plays his secondary is like,
oh, everybody play everywhere.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you could have just basically two per corners on the field, and then you can put two safeties on the field together. So you could have almost five guys, maybe even six on the field that only two corners.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's true. Because you run two linebackers. Well, okay, the standouts I've been hearing about early on.
Offense Porter, Darryl Porter, he's
Porter, obviously.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing. He's looking like he's the guy again. Jadarius Richards, he looks better. He looks better.
They say he put the oven mitts on that boy.
Yeah, he's looking good. He's looking good.
They say it was too handsy at first, so Coach Chavez brought out the oven mitts. And man, he can't grab nobody, man. But I heard it work.
He's looking good. You know, quick Robert Stafford, he's not there. Damari Brown's not there. So you send a lot of Demetrius Freeney. I think that's where we start to say,
okay. He ain't quite ready yet.
Yeah, I don't.
He was the number two cornerback out of JUCO, right?
Yeah. His back has been. Receiver's running towards the end zone. His back is running towards the end zone. He's like, oh, yeah, receiver already is, though. What you doing?
Said, man, these motherfuckers faster than JUCO.
Our receivers have been, you know, they've just been doing an excellent job. So I'm not going to give him a lot of push, but, yeah, he still needs help.
And we came in concerned about that, and that's kind of where, you know, you look at your concern with Adai previously is we didn't bring in enough, kind of top flight guys to sift through. We got some good guys with good potential. Stafford's a guy that I've been hearing some positive things about, but he's out injured right now in the spring. Shout out to him, too. I'm in that little neighborhood where he's from. That's where I live at now. Like, I take my cat to Ugali Veterinary Center and all that. I couldn't figure out the name of that shit forever until I got down here. And I was like, what the hell is that word? Yes, Ugali. Like, ugly.
You remember we lost our two corners that he did bring in. Remember we lost, what's his name? Who's at Ole Miss? We lost him, and we lost the other one who went to Mississippi State.
Chris Graves?
We lost Chris Graves, and we lost... Forget the kid name with Mississippi State who dad was complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Kamari Rogers.
Yeah, Kamari Rogers.
Guys, who would have most likely been starters for us?
That's facts. Yeah. But Graves was a guy that was around. I didn't even know he was his recruit. Graves was a kid that I kept hearing ain't putting it all together. You don't want to put it together. That's all it is.
Graves, cool dude, man. When you speak to him and all that, but when you speak to him, he one of those guys from the hood who probably want to go back to the hood when he leave college.
Mm. Well, hey, your focus got to be your focus. You got to make the main thing, and if that ain't it, and that's what I kind of kept hearing about him, it's just that wasn't his main thing. You sell yourself short of the opportunities you could have, so. Good luck to him and Kamari Rogers at they new destinations. And, you know, we'll see how well they do. I got a theory, and it ain't hating. It's just stating. I ain't hating. I'm just stating, bro. Usually when they leave us, they don't really go super well. So we hope the best for them anyways. But, yeah, definitely need some depth there, I think, at cornerback. So, you know, will we – obviously, I think that'll be a key spot to look for in the transfer portal opening.
You got two guys coming back, then you got one coming from the recruiting from the recruiting class who I think could play. He just, you know, he's physically gifted, probably wasn't highly rated or nothing like that, but he could run. He's fast and he's big. You know, Frederick from St. Thomas. So
Romanese.
OJ Fred, yeah.
And I like the kid, the other kid from St. Thomas too, but
Talk about Ryan Mack.
Yeah, man. Underrated.
I'm not as concerned, but I mean, you obviously do need game experience guys.
Right. So yep.
The way Mario and them recruited, we got guys who they trust to come in and play. Mario thinks very highly of Ryan Mack.
Yeah, I think, yeah, and that's what my real concern is, too. I think you got guys that are going to get it and put it together in due time. But, yeah, I'm with you. And I think our defensive front and Guidry scheming is going to make it easy on these cornerbacks anyways. But if I could go out and get me a real deal, number two, number one type cornerback, yeah, you got to do that. You got to go ahead and get them for that year. To be a stopgap is, you know, where just like we went and got the Pyle kid from Washington, where we had a little bit of concerns at depth. Like you said, really kind of all around in the secondary, because at pure safety, you know, obviously we lost two guys to the league or will be going to the league. The draft hasn't occurred just yet, the next month. But both of those guys will get drafted. We have more questions about who do we know is going to line up back there? And that's where it gets tricky. So you bring in the Michelle Powell guy who could play.
He's the money. He's
kind of all three. Yeah. Like he could play both safeties and outside.
Yeah. He's mostly playing that money slot position. Well, he's going to be on the field regardless.
Corey counts as that, right?
With two other safeties, but he's going to be on the field.
Right. That was the Corey Couch position last year, right?
Yeah, mostly. Couch and Davis both played it a lot.
Right. So
Couch and Davis played it mostly a lot. So I think the issue, and it's not a major issue because Marquise Williams, he has been looking good. Daquan's been looking good. Savion, he looks good at times. Brian Ballum, he's the name. That's the homie. I don't think he'll be here after spring. Jaden Harris, I'm not seeing what everybody else is seeing.
Okay.
Well, and don't forget Caleb Spencer. Didn't he move to linebacker, or he's playing more of a hybrid role now?
He's still playing safety. He's still back there. He got him close to the line again.
Okay, that makes sense. And then what is bro out there too from Chaminade, right?
Zaquan,
yeah, Patterson.
Oh yeah, Zaquan.
Zaquan Patterson.
We need him to be ready like this year, I think. And that'll really steady that back end in the safety room. If he's ready, not necessarily to start, but to be able to contribute and play some meaningful snaps this year, I think that puts to rest a lot of the concerns there. You know, some guys are just ready to get in and get to it, and hopefully he's one of them.
Yeah, no, Zaquan, I think by midseason he's going to be on the field for us a lot.
That's what's up.
He's going to be on the field for us a lot. You know, who's been looking good too. Also, that Dylan is it Dylan Day.
Dylan Day, yeah. I told you that was my favorite recruit, man. That was my favorite recruit.
Louisiana, yeah, out of Louisiana.
Underrated. He looked real good. He did get toasted once. I think Restrepo put him in a blender one time.
It's gonna happen to you. Yeah, that's the name of the game.
But other than that, he has looked really good. He's been looking good. I knew it.
I've always said it's more evaluations than anything. And so I think what we got with Mario got an opportunity to be an evaluator at Alabama, the toast of the town, the standard for a very long time. And then he got to go out to Oregon, where the resources are good but different. You know, that is not what Alabama has. Oregon has its own particular draw, but it's not going to always get you the best of the best guys. So they had to dig a little different and dig a little deeper. But they still were putting out teams that would beat Miami every day of the week.
Man, he learned from Butch Davis, probably one of the best talent evaluators
right ever to get out there. Yo. So, exactly.
I'm never going to question who Mario wants to bring in.
Yeah, I just let him rock. Yeah, I don't. That,
he learned from the GOAT, Nick Saban.
Right.
Butch Davis. I mean, you can't do much bad if you learn from those.
And he's had an embarrassment of riches being in Alabama, and he had a nice situation in Oregon. But like again, you can't get every kid from South Florida to go all the way to Oregon, or, you know, all the Texas kids not going to go to Oregon. There was a time when they were doing that. You know, they were bagging up real nasty out there and doing their thing with Chip Kelly. But, you know, times change, and so does the game. So, yeah, that's a wrap of the first part. These guys have everybody's on spring break this week. I'm not the biggest fan of this, but I kind of like it too. Gives you a chance to get it in a little bit of football shape, you know, get used to, you know, thudding a little bit, then get a little quick recovery, go cool out for a minute, and then now you're coming back and you're locking in until it's time to, you know, break again and get back for fall ball. So,
couple things. We didn't talk about Armando Blunt, but I think he's injured, right, X? And then he have a little shoulder thing, so I think he's gonna be out for spring.
He'll be out for spring.
So we don't even need him.
They said I've heard good things about Cam Pruitt. They say he's probably one of the more athletic linebackers we got. Cam Pruitt.
Yeah, I brought him up.
Okay, shout out to his mama. Let's see. Darius Hayes. We didn't mention him too much, did we?
Hayes, he mentioned him.
Okay.
What game are you watching, man?
That's the Lakers in Minnesota.
Yeah, you talking about what we mentioned? Your ass watching that game? Get your head in the game.
And I'm also going over like our commit list from last year, just trying to see if we missed any names. Cole McConaughey, the defensive end, we didn't talk about him.
Oh, Cole McConaughey or whatever.
Yeah, the kid from Alabama.
Yeah, the big kid from 6'5". He's about 240 already. So,
Cuz gonna redshirt, bro. We got too many bodies.
But that's, like I said,
a beautiful thing. He led the nation. Well, he led the state in sacks in Alabama. I think he was one of those smaller competition type schools.
He was at Spanish Fort. Spanish Fort is where we got Michael Jackson from. Remember when he came out? We got him. They have actually a couple of good players coming out of here. But he was the Alabama Defensive Player of the Year. So, we'll take it.
He's going to Louisville. Hell, we're gonna have to play him. I'd much rather play. You know, if he's that kind of guy, I always like production. You know.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Derek Plass. I know he's on campus, but he's probably not doing much of anything. And Isaiah Thomas. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't expect that kid to get. I don't expect him to see a special team snap. I think that he's probably gonna.
He'll be another one. They probably won't be after spring or even through the year. They'll probably be gone. Yeah, he's a die guy.
Yeah. I don't see him playing much, if anything, at all. So, yep, that's what I got.
You don't want to hear too many freshmen, you know, even in spring being like, you know, the names you're hearing about. It's like, oh, shit, here we go then. If that's the case. Yeah, there's some special guys, but if I'm hearing a gang of freshmen, I'm like, oh, shit, going to be a long year, ladies and gentlemen. A long damn year. But, like I said, that's first week. You know, we mentioned, I guess we won't have to get into too much about it. We mentioned the coaching hires. Alonzo Highsmith has departed as well. That's been a couple of weeks.
Back to the NFL.
One last go with the Patriots, I think. Do you know if they're going to kind of like replace his spot or?
I don't think so. I think they just
going to
let Mario run it.
Kind of run everything from there. Okay. Yeah. I thought him and Zoe was a good matchup. So I wouldn't mind him hiring somebody else he really liked. But I think, that's got to be a coach's hire.
I think Mario understood. I'm not going to say he understands. I think he kind of – it looks like he's taking the CEO approach now.
Yeah.
And you got Dennis – And, you know, Dennis Smith is like his right-hand man. So, right. I think he – yeah, so, you know.
Dennis Smith is not his right-hand man. That's the man in his pocket. I think Mario's just going – he's going to let his coaches coach this year. Because, like, as I've been told, it was like he's going to allow Dawson to run that offense. How he's going to run it.
Let's go. We'll see. Well, they're going to be off this week. So, we'll take – at least next week. We'll try to get back with you guys in 2 weeks. If we can get our schedule back together, man. Yeah, y'all pray for Measy. His phone don't work. You know, you think his brother doing big things like he is. He at least have a phone. That's where I might start a GoFundMe for my dog, man.
Hey, we don't call him Portal Measy for nothing.
Yeah, you get lost in the portal. Lost in the portal. Yes, shout out Maul too. Maul gonna chop this up for us and drop it for y'all. Appreciate you tuning in. We will be back ASAP. Really.
Peace. Yes, sir.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.